Your fresh inspiration for today, the least likely suspect. The least likely suspect. When my daughter was a toddler, I would notice that there would be unusual things happen around my house. Small bites in the fruit that I would leave on the table or the cake that I would leave on the table. Empty wrappers that were on the floor. Things that were just out of place. I know I would put them one place and they would end up in another place. And I just thought to myself, who the heck keeps doing this? It's just she and I home, you know, and the pets. My husband wasn't home, but I'm like, who is doing this? But even though I knew he wasn't home, I would still blame him at certain points for moving something or eating some of the things because I had no clue what was going on. And then I thought maybe we have a rodent issue. That's why there are small bites in the fruit. Or the cake that I left on the table, I would blame the pets, thinking that they've gotten into something, they've knocked something down. But I didn't pay attention to the least likely suspect, which was that curious toddler that I had, that 2-year-old that I had, whom I did not realize at the time could get out of her bed and make her rounds around the house without you even knowing that she ever got out of her bed, because she would get back in there before you even had time to realize it. She was the least likely suspect. And that frame of thought brings us to our inspiration for today. Sometimes the very people who want to see you fail and are working against you are the least likely suspects. They're the ones that you call sis, bro, mom, dad, even BFF, because they're so close to you, you don't even realize that they're devising a plan against you. And so you're working triple, quadruple time to progress, to move forward, to manifest your goals and your dreams, because you're not paying attention to the fact that the person that is working the hardest against you is the person that you continue to divulge your dreams to. It's the person that you continue to allow access to the covenants of your heart, to allow access to your plans and goals and your visions. And so in this season, as you're moving forward in 2019, even though some of you have had a rough 2019 to date, know that the way 2019 began does not have to be the way 2019 ends. And in order for that to happen, sometimes you need to check your immediate circle. You need to check those who applaud when you fall. You need to check those who are silent as you're climbing and receiving accolades and receiving your just due. Pay attention to those things. And I'm not saying that you dismiss them, because we have the good and the bad. All things are working together for our good. So you can't dismiss them, but you can be cognizant and use wisdom as to how you approach and what you release to them, because it is sacred and it is something that you need to manifest, the purpose that has been placed over your life. And in order to do that, you need to point out and realize who those least likely suspects are that are working against you. That's your fresh inspiration. If you missed it, it'll be available at weaa.org, as well as my SoundCloud. Music from Marvin Sapp, I Win.
I've had my times when I wanted to give in. Seems like the day would never come. But I had to encourage me and find the strength to believe that I know that I shall win. All you gotta say is this. Say, I decree it and I declare it. I shall win. Everybody help me say,
I decree it.
I shall win. No, 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 no. Stuff, but if I had time, I would just look at you and touch you, tell you, touch your neighbor to your right or to your left, and tell them, say, neighbor, you're looking at victory. Just tell them, I wish I had time. I just look at one person and tell them, say, you're looking at a victorious believer. You're sitting next to a miracle in the making. You're sitting close to an individual that recognizes and realizes that no weapon that is formed against them is going to prosper. That every tongue that rises up against them in judgment is going to be condemned. You're looking at somebody who realizes that greater is he that is in